This is Media Labs.
I don't like silent space. Trauma can breed there. Fear can breed there. Lots of things can breed in silence. That's on the dark side of it. And this episode is about the dark side. I appreciate everyone that listens. I see the numbers when they change. That's my job. I keep an eye on that stuff. And we appreciate you. So I'm going to say an experience that happened last night. My partner Alice controls our social media, and I have recently decided to look at new forums that are out there and the things that people are speaking about. Alice can recommend something, and I can take a look at it. And so yesterday I got into a couple of these forums. This isn't clickbait in the beginning, I'm just saying. It was quite real what I found. That hate, it was nasty, vengeful, and I just thought about the harm that it could do to people that are not as strong as me, that are not settled, that are still searching, that are still lost, and they're trying to attempt to engage in these kind of conversations. I'm strong because I have faced horrendous things, and that wasn't easy to become this way, but last night, that was a species of hate I haven't heard since the Klan or Jim Crow. It was a setup, I feel. The title of one of the forums that I got into, I'll tell you the title. The first one was called, If You're Not Cis, C-I-S, You're Transphobic. And I'll tell you about who these people are later. And this one was about gender identity and trans rights discussion. And while this one wasn't the scary one that I got into, it was interesting to me because I got kicked out because after I told them I was trans, I had asked if they would be interested in having a trans woman in the conversation they were having while she stuffed her face with pie. Very professional. And her and this gay individual were having this back and forth, and you're including my name. So I'm going to get in on that conversation, if you really want to have that conversation. They were accusing women that don't put the term cis before their name or announcing themselves as a woman, that they're transphobic. I had to laugh at that. But it was so bizarre, because this is coming from a woman. I honestly was really trying to understand, but to no avail, and I'm proud of that. So I got into the conversation, and I'm attempting to talk to her. I identified to make sure she was a woman, a biological woman, that is, and she was. And so I began to critique some of the propaganda that she was spewing. And then the little gay boy in the corner, he had to chime in, and I said, I'm not talking to you, bro. I'm talking to her. I'm not interested in what you have to say. I'm talking to her. And they said, well, this is an open forum. I said, oh, I get that. But I'm not talking to him. I'm talking to her. And do you know they accused me of being a cis woman? Because that's what he said before they shoved me out of the discussion. Really? Okay. You say so, bro. So that's how that went yesterday on that one. Didn't upset me. Just know-it-all sitting down to have a discussion about people they really don't understand outside of propaganda, of course. And I know this episode won't appeal to everyone, but it will if you stick with me in this episode and you want to understand what hate looks like. Hate for people that people don't even know. vengeful, nasty hate. I got into another forum by accident again. Initially, I was recommended by Alice to take a look at it, and I was just taking a look at it. But then the title was honestly misleading. The title was, "Dear Trans Community, Bring Your Best Debater. You can't define woman without reference to female." And so I'm listening to this forum with these individuals. So there was 8 of them, and I'm listening to several of them just rant. And you got the know-it-alls, of course. I'm not sure what they're trying to prove, but okay. But the level of hatred I got from 2 of them, one of them, her name is Martha, and the other one, her name is Izzy. And they like to attack people hiding behind a phone and a screen, like most do of their type. I set my foot in the door and made it very clear about what feminism does to society as a whole. And there was this odd imagination that trans women are the decay of society as a whole. And I had to laugh at that. A movement, yes, but what you're not looking at is the tentacles that are involved in that movement, which is feminism. Because feminism takes over everything and destroys it. And any good in it, it gets lost. Because that's what feminists do. They're lonely, horrid lives. Well, not even their cats like them. And they have nothing else going on in their lives to achieve to aspire to want to be. Because they're lost in their madness of hating men, hating me, and society as a whole. Because the patriarchy is a problem. The patriarchy isn't a problem. They're just not letting you get away with your shit anymore. And that you don't like. Because you've never been hugged or told no. Because that's where the hate came from the first time. These 2 individuals I've listed on TikTok. The level of absurdity that they have in the view of myself as they hide behind a screen baffled me. It was almost a little comical. I invite you to say it to my face, because what I did not make clear is I'm a journalist and I find people. It's part of my job, especially when they don't want to be found. And I thought about the context of the words and the things they were saying. You know, it was the usual obligatory, you're a man, you're a man, you're a man, you're a dude, you're wearing a costume, you have implants. Gross. No, I don't. So I'm listening to all this and I'm like, is that the best you've got? That's all you've got in your arsenal to come at me with. That's it. And I talked about how important it is and the work I do in defending women and trying to calm the waters, because a lot of things are getting misunderstood and lost. The projection is keen to slide off a hill, and I don't want to see that. I want to see common ground found. And that's what I was attempting to do in this forum, but to no avail, because they didn't care. Because the forum was also mostly, I believe, men. I had a discussion with one. He just wanted to peddle his rhetoric, and that's fine. He can. But then they attacked me on all levels. The intimacy of my life, my family. And when you attack family, you've opened up a different can of worms. You attack my character. That's not a road you want to go down with me. So I let them spew their hatred. And then all of a sudden, pops up on the screen that I'm getting a violation for hate speech. I am. But I haven't attacked anyone personally. I haven't said anything out of character or rude. You know, I spared people's feelings, like I'm not doing here today, because I couldn't say what I wanted to say. But maybe I should have told them. I'm a journalist, by the way, and part of my job is to find people that don't want to be found after they've caused someone to perhaps commit suicide. And if someone less stronger than me, an infant in this world perhaps, would have heard those words and what they were saying, it would have crushed their soul. And they may have returned themselves to those thoughts of self-harm. So we do have a problem, because you hide behind a screen. My photos are on my TikTok. I'm not hiding from anyone. You name the time and the place, I'll come see you. And let's see how it goes from there. But I know that you won't, because you're not ready for that consequence Are you? I didn't think so. Shout out to my Russian friends, by the way, that are listening. I do appreciate you. Thank you. I can see the difference between my government and myself as an individual, as a citizen of the United States. So, thanks for listening. And then another one happened because of a new follower. After that forum, we got some more new followers. And they invited me to a forum, so I got in it. Sadly, I didn't screenshot that one. But here it came again, because I was asked a question in the first forum where Izzy and Martha were about my position caring for women and doing for women. And I was denied the respect of the work that I do with women and for them. I'm a liar. I'm a sheep. I'm in a sheep's clothing, besides, you know, the female costume comment. That was funny. And then in this other forum that I was invited to, the hate was real from two people. One woman, she was quite old, I'm sure, Eastern European, thought I was supposed to care about what she thought about me. You people in Europe can't even defend yourselves. That's funny. But you're on here attacking me. Oh, she had all the words, the typical ones. You're a man, you're a man, you're a man, you're a man. But she took the time to go look at my photos. And she wondered how old I was. And she's right. I'm between 30 and 40. True story. Oh, but I'm so pretty, aren't I? Oh, and that you don't like. Because there's nothing at me you can pick at. Because I am so pretty. And you're probably not, are you? Then she threw up, I've put children into this world and you won't. I said, no, but my mother's put in four. What's your point? What's your point? Do you feel better about yourself now that you have told me and informed me that I'm a man and no matter what I do, I can't be anything else? Do you feel better now? Is your conscience clear? Is all of your achievements in life now complete that you feel you've done something that's going to somehow hurt me? That's funny. That you, an Eastern European that lives in Sweden now, but she's from the Czech Republic, you stay on your side of the fence, bitch. We'll keep defending the fence for you. And you're welcome. For the past 80 years, it's what we've done. You're welcome. And as I professed my admission that I did vote for my president, as a matter of fact, and I'm proud of that moment, and there's nothing you can say or do to take that away from me. Nor can you make me believe that he wants to wipe me off the face of the earth, because he doesn't. But the four women who spewed such hatred for me in these two forums is very clear how self-righteous you are, how horrific your life must be. And you hide behind a computer screen or a phone screen to spew this. Tell me, do you wish to end my life, I wonder? Would you if I gave you the chance? No. You wouldn't, because you're not ready for the consequences of things that you say that can, in fact, propel people to reevaluate their life, that have a less and stronger constitution of themselves to hurt themselves and cause self-harm. And yet you don't believe you bear any responsibility to the things that come out of your mouth. I went there for discussion and decorum and to build something. You refuse to have that. You couldn't have that. And as the African woman pointed out while she's living in England, how funny that I am dangerous because I say all the talking points, but I really don't care. Because she asked me about bathrooms, and I was trying to give her the answer, and it's loaded and complicated. And she told me I can't stand with both trans people and women at the same time. This is coming from an African in Britain. Maybe I should have asked her about her government subsidies and her little corner store that the government gave them for free. Because poor you. You came here instead of fixing your country. And you brought your rhetoric with you, didn't you? How sad for you, really. How poorly innovative of you to try and attempt to cast aspersions on my life. Do you feel complete now as well? But you say it's not personal. It is now. And now I understand the places in which you dwell, you kind of people. And now I see what the forums look like where you hide. So now I have a new plan. It's more tactical now. And I hope that you know that, and you go and listen to the podcast so that you understand clearly. I'm coming for your kind, wherever you are, because I'm trying to unite my nation, and you tear Britain apart, and you enjoy it gleefully. What have you done for women? Because I help women that have been sex trafficked and abused and violated. People that have committed suicide because of words that people have said to them. And you rejoice in that fact, but you don't want the consequence, do you? Well, I'm here to tell you, I'm going to help you with those consequences. So think twice and think carefully, because I'll see you, and when you least expect it. And then I'll ask you to your face what you have to say. Won't that be fun, I wonder? So I found where the hate lives, and they're not straight and white and male. They're so much worse. These wolves in sheep's clothing, they walk down the street and smile at you. But really, if you're this kind of protected class, they'd rather murder you. That's who these people are. And really, I care about what a woman thinks of me in Canada. And you want to talk about costumes? Canada? Really? Why don't you get a microphone and go out to the street and profess your love of hatred for people like me? Canada, what it must be like to be you, any of you. And I hope you feel better about yourselves knowing that you have attacked me. I hope your life feels complete now. You've reevaluated, and now new questions will just blossom because you think you've done something, and yet you've done nothing. But make me more tactical. So I will see you soon. I hope you're not afraid. And you're right, African from Britain. I'm far more dangerous than you could ever comprehend. Because I'm Chronicles. And this is Media Labs.